Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. The Lamborghini Super Trofeo.
On IMSA Radio, part of the Radio Show Limited Network.
100.9 FM here at the circuit, around the world on RST. Good morning, just still. It's just after 10 minutes before noon to Jeremy Shaw, and it is the big bangers, the V10s, the loudest, the most cylinders, the biggest capacity of any of the one make championships around the world, and they are fast, and I mean capital F-A-S-T. What have we seen so far this season, and what do you expect to see in this qualifying session?
Yeah, a brand new season here then for the Lamborghini Super Trofeo in North America. There'll be 12 races during the season. This is the first two rounds here this weekend at Sebring. It'll all end up at the end of the year. The final two rounds of the championship are going to be held in Europe again. You think it's Jerez, I think, isn't it, in Spain?
Oh, is
I
it?
Think this year, I think so, yeah.
Well, that's a great track.
I wasn't paying attention to that earlier on. But, yes, so traditionally, there has been three championships around the world for Lamborghini Super Trofeo. There's a North American championship, there's an Asian series, and also one in Europe. This year also, I gather, there's one in Australia as well. And all four of those regional championships will come together for the world finals. That'll also be the final two rounds of the Super Trofeo North America. Massive entry on hand this weekend, John. 37 cars.
Extraordinary.
All running exactly the same Lamborghini Huracan Super Trofeo Evo 2 version of this car. The car made its debut back in 2015. This is the Evo 2 version. As you say, the cars are fast. All running the same class. And we've got four categories, however, of driver. The Pro category, there's five entries in that. There's 10 in Pro-Am. There's 11 each in Am and LB Cup. LB Cup is for drivers who are either just starting out in the sport or, you know, very definitely gentlemen drivers.
November 21st to the 24th, and you were absolutely correct. It is at Jerez.
Yeah, that'll be a fun place to go to.
That is going to be...
I love Jerez.
I like Jerez. It's a really good circuit. A really good circuit. It's a bit odd when you're driving into it because it almost doesn't look like it should be a race circuit, but it's a great track. Quite like Harama as well, actually. That's another one that I've been to, my 93 tracks. Now, who's been quick this week so far, Jeremy?
Yeah, so we've had two practice sessions yesterday, and unsurprisingly, fastest in both of them was the defending series champion, the car number one. For Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti, and it was Danny Formal from Costa Rica who was fast in both of the practice sessions. He is a two-time defending series champion in Lamborghini Super Trofeo North America. However, for the last couple of seasons, he's had Kyle Marcelli alongside him to take the championship honours. Kyle is moving on this season. He's not going to be part of the driver lineup this year in Super Trofeo, although he is driving for the team in GTD, of the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, along with Danny Formal. Instead, Danny Formal has Ryan Norman alongside him for this season. He was part of the team last year, won one of the rounds during the 2023 Championship, but this year he will have a regular co-driver for Danny Formal. So they've been the pace setter in both of the practice sessions yesterday. 37 cars, that is a record field for these cars. We had 36 in a couple of races last season. But 37, we're hoping we're going to keep it that way. Because
well, I was going to say, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There goes the green flag on this session. So we're going to have two 15-minute sessions. The first 15 minutes will set the grid for race one, which will be later on this evening. And then there'll be a short gap and then another 15-minute session to set the grid for race two, which will take place tomorrow.
And do they have to change drivers in the middle of the two sessions?
Yeah,
if you have two drivers.
One of the features of this championship is you can have either one driver or two drivers sharing a car during each of the 50-minute races. If you're driving solo, you'll be taking both part in both of the qualifying sessions that will take place right now to set the grid for each of the two races. If there's two drivers sharing the car, then the first driver will go out now. He'll qualify and start in the first race later on this afternoon. Then during that brief gap between the two qualifying sessions, the other driver will hop aboard the car. He will qualify the race and he will start race two tomorrow.
So does it actually... It looks like two separate qualifying sessions.
Yes.
It is two separate qualifying
sessions.
So you can
bang it separate.
A new set of tyres on if you want?
No, it's one set of tyres for both qualifying sessions, but they will be using for each of the races tomorrow a fresh set of Hankook tyres.
Okay.
So it's just a one set for qualifying for the two sessions and then one extra brand new set for each of the races later on today and tomorrow.
And this is the first season of Hankook's.
It's second season of Hankook's. They were on board here last year for the first time. First time the Hankook's have been here on these cars at Sebring. It's the first time the championship has been back to Sebring since 2020. They were also here back in 2015, which is when some of the lap records for Super Trofeo are still standing, including the pro lap record was set back in 2015 by Eduardo Piscopo.
Oh.
The 2 minutes 1.455, and that's certainly going to be under a threat, I think, today, because yesterday in the first of the practice sessions, Danny Formal turned a 201.2, so a couple of tenths quicker. We'll see if he can get the pole for today and maybe set a new track record for Lamborghini Super Trofeo.
We mentioned this in the practice session earlier, but what a great effort by everybody involved with Squadra Corsa and Lamborghini Super Trofeo to have developed in a relatively short time in racing parlance this championship from literally a handful. If we had a dozen cars, we thought ourselves blessed. And in fairness, a dozen Lamborghini Huracans is a pretty spectacular sight, but times that by three, and my goodness me, this is an impressive sight. Not only on the track, by the way, if you're here at Sebring listening on 100.9 FM, have a wander over to the paddock and have a look at the hospitality, have a look at the teams themselves. There's a couple of almost super teams who run multiple cars, and that's a very impressive sight to see. Two or three or four Huracans underneath an awning being worked on.
It really is, and four or five or six, some of the teams. There's several new teams on board this season. One Motorsports has a couple of teams here. Autotechni Racing has a couple of cars here. Also, the Alliance Motorsports, Alliance Racing is here for the first time with a couple of cars. And MLT Motorsports has had success in the prototype Challenge series and in the WeatherTech Championship over the last few years. That team also moving into Super Trofeo for the first time.
It's Jeremy Shaw and John Hindoff for this first part of the session. We're having a bit of a chat at the moment because it will take a moment or two. Can't be messing around, mind you. All of these drivers will have to fire up the Hankook tyres pretty quickly.
Yeah. And the tyres are at their best for really two or three laps. There's a lot of horsepower these cars produce.
Only two-wheel drive, remember.
Only two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, and they do tend to chew up the rear tyres, particularly when it's hot out there, as it is now. So it's going to be interesting to see. Maybe there might have been some strategy during this qualifying session. Speaking to some of the drivers yesterday, and they were saying there's really a completely different setup required for the car for qualifying as opposed to the race. Because if you set the car up for qualifying, good for a couple of laps or so, that's when the tyres are at their best. But they would chew up their tyres. It wouldn't work, that setup, for a 50-minute race. So they have to change a lot more conservative for the race.
If you go for a slightly modified race setup, you're not going to switch the tyres on in what effectively, it's a 15-minute session, but it's not 15 minutes, is it? Because by the time you've gone around, you've lost a couple of minutes. So there's 13 minutes. Then you've probably got to warm the tyres up for a lap. So there's 11 minutes. Look, and then all of a sudden, you're down only having three or four laps.
That's right. I mean, look, we're already a third of the way through this session. We're less than 10 minutes to go. And there's only half of the field yet turned a lap time.
Yeah.
So, it's really interesting to see how the teams approach it. There was one incident yesterday where Tony Bullock in car number 12 was off the road at turn one. quite a bit of damage to that car, particularly to the tail end of the car, but that one motorsports team have got that car repaired again, and it is out there for this qualifying session. So good work by them. That's excellent. One of the new teams to Lamborghini Super Trofeo. I was talking to them last night, and they were saying, yeah, normally we'd have, they're used to running prototype cars or radicals, and they used to repairing those and getting ready to get back on the track again, but it was a different challenge for them to get this Lamborghini back underway. But they've done that. There was some damage to the mounting point for the rear wing on number 12 car, but they've, by hook or crook, they got it back together again.
Right, done a good job there. Very good job there. We're getting down to interesting lap times, 201.559, and guess what? It's Wayne Taylor Racing again, the number one car, and it's Danny Fourmile again. He's really hit his straps right off the bat.
Yeah, he has indeed, and not quite, about a tenth of a second away from the lap record here, but 201.559, that is a half a second quicker than Jeroen Blekemolen, who's part of the Pro-Am class in car number 54. That's part of the Flying Lizard Motorsport organisation, and he will be sharing that number 54 car with Tim Pappas, who will take part in the second qualifying session in a little while's time. So it's a pro car up front, then two pro-ams. Third fast is Luke Berkeley in car number 64. He's been bumped down now by Ernie Francis up into third position overall in car number 88. That is, Ernie Francis is new to the championship this season. He's driving one of the TR3 racing entries. Bright orange, you can't miss that. It looks great.
Nico Jama just popping up the fourth as well for Ansa Motorsports. But big gaps between the top cars at the moment. Half a second between first and second, then a second between second and third. You feel there's more to come from these cars. Effectively, the times that we're talking about now at the top end of the field are first flying laps, as Joel Miller drops in to third position for the number 66 from 47 Motorsports, the 202.8. Now, that was his second flying lap. So let's see what Fourmile and Blekemolen can do. Danny Fourmile's halfway down the Ullman Straight, heading towards Sunset, turn 17, Mission Foods, Sunset and the Bridge this weekend.
Yeah, and his middle sector time for both Danny Fourmile and Jeroen Blekemolen was not an improvement on his previous lap. Previous lap being the first flying lap, as you just alluded to. There goes Fourmile across the line. Does he improve?
Negative. No, 2021.
2021.
Yeah, half and a second and more out.
Yeah.
Looked to me as though Blekemolen had a little bit of traffic there as well. He'll come across the line following Navin Rao, who goes to the top of LB Cup for Wayne Taylor Racing with a very creditable 2.06.4. But Blekemolen did improve, and he's cut the deficit to just on half a second, 0.486 of a second. Still pole in Pro-Am, but as it stands right now, he'd be on the outside of the front row for the first race, because we don't split the classes up for the start. The cars are all identical, and it's the drivers that make the grades in terms of the different positions. Nico Jamin does improve, Jeremy. Goes onto the front row with that number 4 Ansa car.
Yeah, that's a good run by the Frenchman there in car number 4. 201.839 for Nico Jamin to the 201.559 for Danny Fourmile. And you talked about traffic there being an issue. Look, with 37 cars out on a racetrack, it is going to be difficult to find clear laps, because there's a huge discrepancy in lap times between the pros at the front and some of the LB Cup drivers who have very, very little experience down towards the other end of the field. And with just two or three laps, you know, in qualifying, that's all they've done so far. For many of these drivers, it's their first time driving these cars around here in anger. Most of them have done some testing here. They're properly prepared to come into this weekend.
Andy Lee goes to the top for Flying Lizard Motorsport. Wow. A 201.233. So that's a 0.3 of a second gap back to Danny Fourmile. And that was at the end of his fourth lap. So he's still managed to preserve some performance in the Hankook tyres.
And that's the pink car out there. Car number 14 shares it with Slade Stewart. That's a fan favourite car. Go have a look at the Lamborghinis in the paddock area back along the Ullman Straight. And that number 14 car, there's always a crowd around that one. But a great run by Andy Lee. That is a new lap record for Lamborghini Super Trofeo. 201.223, not only in a Pro-Am lap record, but an overall record for these cars. So a really impressive run for him. It's now the pros in second and third. Danny Formal in second. Nico Germain in third. Jeroen Brekemolen bumped down to fourth in the second of the Pro-Am cars. Then there's three more pro entries. Bryson Morris, the youngster there, just in car number 30. That's another of the Ansa Motorsports machines. And a 19-year-old from Nashville, Tennessee. Fine run for him. He's also going to be driving this weekend in the Michelin Pilot Challenge in a Hyundai Elantra for Brian Herder Autosport. So jumping between the Hyundai and a Lamborghini can't be terribly easy, John.
Wayne Taylor Racing's Anthony McIntosh has just nicked the AM pole, provisional pole, away from Ken Dobson. There's 0.2 seconds between the Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti and the Forte Racing cars, 69.27. And Anthony, after that quick lap of a 2:03.5, has pitted that car. So he reckons he's done what he can do. No sense in pushing the car, trying to go faster than he or the car can go.
That's exactly right. And Anthony McIntosh, he was the champion last year in the AM category, along with Glenn McGee. It'll be Glenn who gets in for the second qualifying session coming up shortly. So smart move there by that team. Just do minimum amount of laps, turn the best lap you can, keep those tyres in really good shape so that when Glenn McGee goes out, they should be able to still perform at a very, very high level and try and get himself up towards the front of the grid in race two as well. So it's very, very tight in AM. That great lap for Anthony McIntosh then, just about a 0.2 second ahead of Ken Dobson, who's making his debut in the championship this weekend in the number 27 car.
Sam Shee and Graham Doyle, third and fourth, another couple of tenths or so behind, and they've decided to pit as well.
So Sam Shee, this weekend will be his first ever race. Yesterday he was running in the LB Cup class. Because of the speed he showed yesterday, he's been bumped up to AM already before he's even done a race.
Excellent.
So that's a feather in his cap, by my book. He had a brilliant run yesterday to be well up above halfway up the entire field. He's never done a race before. He's done a lot of track days, originally from China, Shandong in China, but he's been making his home in Toronto for the last 10 years. He went to school as a 15-year-old in Toronto, and he stayed there. And he's done a lot of track days, but this will be his first race tomorrow. And already to be bumped up from LB Cup to AM. Good for you, Sam. And a little chat with him yesterday. Pretty, very impressed. I mean, he showed very, very good speed. And to be right up there already with the champion of the AM class last year, hats off to Sam Shee.
Well, he's pitted that car, but again, he's over halfway up the field. He's a place higher than he was yesterday.
That's correct.
He was 16th, I remember him yesterday. I remember mentioning that. Yeah. And he's 15th today. Now, he's 15th. He's in a different class now. So instead of leading his class in 16th, he's now third in 15th. So he's actually done better in terms of his overall. But that's going to put him racing against people more of his pace around the circuit. And that's why he's been moved into AM.
Exactly right. And that's something the officials have the right to do. They reserve that right to juggle around with the classes in terms of the drivers whenever they deem it appropriate. And yeah, they want people to be racing with people with which they are evenly matched.
Debris on track at the exit of turn 16 as we get inside the last 60 seconds of the first of two 15 minute qualifying sessions for Lamborghini Super Trofeo here at the Mobil 1 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Cadillac. 70 second running of this great race, and at the moment we're just waiting to see if anyone else is going to improve. Nico Germain has dropped way off. So it's Flying Lizards, Wayne Taylor Racing, Ansa, Flying Lizards, TR3 and 47 Motorsports are your top seven at the moment. Separated by just on a second, those top seven. So it has closed up.
Yep.
Jeroen Blekemolen, second in Pro-Am in the 54 Lizards machine.
Yeah, so Lizards first and second then in Pro-Am. And in Pro, it's Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti as a checkered flag flies. The first car across the line was
Lane Vaccala.
Lane Vaccala in car number 55. He goes, he's sixth fastest in the AM class. One of the 47 motorsports entries. No change up at the front. The first two cars, Andy Lee and Danny Formal, number 14, car number one, they've already been in the pits for several minutes. And then the third place car, Nico Jemman, had just taken a checkered flag for Ansa Motorsports.
I'll tell you what's noticeable though, Jeremy. Look at Danny Formal, four laps on his Hankooks. Nico Jemman, seven.
Yeah.
Bryson Morris, seven. Ernie Francis, I mean Ernie Francis, that's a good run for Ernie. Sixth position, fourth in the pro category for TR3, but again it took him seven laps to do that, and it'll be, you know, he's just taken the checkered flag, so he's got to come back into the pits yet, so that's going to be actually eight laps around the circuit, and these teammates got to take those tyres and try and qualify for the second part of the session.
That's right, Gianna Torino will be sharing that number 88 car from TR3 Racing with Ernie Francis Jr. Ernie Francis making his debut in Lamborghini Super Trofeo this year. A very talented young man, 26 years of age he is now, but he was making a name for himself at the age of 13 when he won his first championship in his first season of racing. Seven-time Trans Am champion, was second in Tony Stewart's SRX Saturday Night Racing Series a couple of years ago, raced in Indy Lights last season, was on the podium, or Indy Next, excuse me, as it is now. So a broad range of experience, but loving these Lamborghinis. He was a little bit disappointed with himself yesterday. He felt there was more time in the car. He was disappointed, I think, to be down there in the sixth position now. But look, for the first time out in these cars, that's not bad going.
He's a second away from the pole position and seven-tenths away from his class pole. I think that's all right for your first time out in a car that you probably haven't driven very much.
Completely agree. And he knows his co-driver, Gianna Torino, has a goodly amount of experience in these cars now. Gianna is originally from South Africa. He's only 19 years of age still. No, he just turned 20, hasn't he? His birthday at the end of January. But you know, a really good head on young shoulders, and both of those two are very closely matched in terms of lap times. They're feeling good about their prospects for this first two rounds of the championship.
All right, so that's the first part of qualifying done. The Hankook tyres stay on the cars. You're not allowed to refuel in the pit lane either, and that means we set off for a second go with the teammates being strapped in. There's a little bit of time in between because there's some of the cars have literally just got back to pit lane at the moment. 26 degrees Celsius in the air. That's 23 on the track, 73 on the track, 79 in the air. So again, not as high as we might have thought, but a 66% humidity rating means it's pretty sticky out there, and there's hardly any wind to speak of. What that there is blowing onto the front of the cars going down into turn one, so it's pushing them down into sunset at turn 17. Frankly, these cars will be going quick enough into 17. They don't need any wind assistance, thank you very much.
No, I don't think they do. They carry a lot of speed here into turn one as well, and these are pretty heavy cars, so it's down a couple of gears for turn one. They're going through turn one around about 95 miles an hour, but they're approaching the corner about 150, so they've got to slow because they get on the anchors pretty hard down there, and then to stick down a couple of gears. And
it's not a dab on the brakes then.
No.
It's not Mazda MX-5 dab on the brakes and carry the speed through the centre of the corner then.
No, that's exactly right. And for drivers who are doing pulling double duty in different series this weekend, it's something you've got to pay attention to.
150 miles an hour by the get. Really?
Oh, yeah.
So what are they pulling down into 17? 61, 65, 170?
56, 57.
Wow. That's...
At least.
That's impressive.
Yeah. No, these are fun cars. And so we've got 37 cars in the field. Everybody turned a lap there. That was a good, nice, clean qualifying session, which is a bit of a surprise. I think a lot of people were expecting to see some red flags during this session.
I think we had
Hopefully
one
we can
spinner.
Keep it clean.
They only had one spinner, and they got back pointing in the right direction pretty much straight away.
Yeah. Clean and green other than that. And I think it was
Edwards.
Naveen Rao who was fastest of the LB Cup contenders. He is another guy making his debut in the Lamborghini Super Trofeo this weekend, although I'm surprised he's in LB Cup because he's got a lot of experience in other championships. Naveen Rao, he won in 2020 the IMSA Prototype Challenge Championship along with Matt Bell, won a couple of races there. After that, he went over to Europe to race in LMP3 and LMP2 cars. So why he's running in LMP Cup, I'm not quite sure.
Didn't he win the European Championship in LMP3? Yeah. British Matt Bell, by the way. That was
British
the
Matt Bell, yes, indeed.
Bob
yes,
Bell's
indeed.
Brother.
Yep.
Man from Newcastle, originally. A tall fella.
Oh, you do acknowledge that, indeed.
Well, you know.
Good.
Just a suburb of Sunderland.
So the 37 cars in the field, 20 of them have two drivers sharing the duties during the weekend. The other 17 then are just running solo. So the solo drivers, they stay in the car during this five-minute break, and they'll go back out again for this second qualifying session, which will set the grid for tomorrow's race. And then the other 20 cars, they'll be changing drivers.
Just a quick note that we have Jack Aitken on the main stage in the fan zone for a fan forum from 12:30 till 1 p.m. if you are on site here listening on 100.9. So Jack Aitken on the main stage in the fan zone from 12:30 till 1 o'clock. So that will be in about 10 minutes time. It's
off the midway.
Yeah. It's about halfway down from where we are down to turn 17, if you were going backwards down the midway on the right-hand side. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, he was
defending series champion car.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, green flag. Oh, no, hang on. I jumped the start. There it is, green flag.
Drive-through penalty for Mr. Hindhoff.
Yeah. Yes, actually. It's actually drive through the paddock for me in a second, so I'll be leaving Jeremy on his own to finish this one off. Let's just get them off and running. So, what you saw before, rinse and repeat, except no new tyres. So, the second drivers now have basically got to qualify on what their teammates have left them in terms of performance. Yeah. So if they get a duff starting position for race two, then they can turn around and go, well, I could have gone much quicker, but the tyres you left me were rubbish.
Yeah, but they're going to get their own back in the next of the races, because whoever qualifies the car in this race will start the race tomorrow. So tomorrow he'll have fresh tyres to start the race.
Ah, yes, good point.
And his co-driver had fresh tyres for the first qualifying session.
That's
the great thing about this series. Yeah, you kind of mix and match, and it all evens out.
Eventually. There's no hanging about here. There's no, shall we just wait for a clear piece of track? Because with 37 cars and just 3 3/4 miles around the circuit, there isn't going to be a piece of track that is clear for you. And the other point is, you do not want to get caught with a red flag, because the clock will continue to run here, and you absolutely want to get your time in. The race lap record here for Super Trofeo is held by Jacob Edson, actually. Going back to 2020, 2:02.535. I think
actually the race lap record was Richard Antonucci back in.
Oh.
Well, actually, no, it's Cedric Spiroujoali, 2:01.971 back in 2015.
Oh, wow.
Was
that a different. And that'd have been a different.
15 was the first. Well, 15 was the first year of the Huracan.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder why that's not showing on here. That's interesting. 2:01. All right. So
it was the Pro-Am car of Spiroujoali who set that time. 110.387 miles an hour. So, yeah, not hanging around.
Average. That way, by the way, that Jeremy just said. 110 mile an hour average. 3.741 for the pedants among you. Miles around here.
Now the car's getting up to number 14, or was that number 14 car, which was that the car that was driven in the first session by Andy Lee, put it on the overall pole position, just trundled down the pit lane. Nothing showed up on the scoring there, whether that was a drive through, whether he was late. I think that pitted farther down the pit lane from where we are, so I think that must have been a a drive through the pit lane for Slade Stewart, who's taken over the wheel of that number 14 car. Slade Stewart for Flying Lizard Motorsports won the LB Cup Championship 2 years ago, so in 2022. Last year stepped up into Pro-Am along with the pro driver Andy Lee. Had some good results last season and certainly started off this year perfectly with Andy Lee putting that car not only on the pole for Pro-Am, but the overall pole position as well with a new track record. So that's Andy Lee, hugely experienced in all sorts of different sorts of cars and using that experience to excellent effect in that first session. We've had all of the cars are now either on their first lap or completing their first lap. Slade Stewart has shown us his outlap, but he has done one outlap. A couple of cars still in the pits. Car number 28, that's one of the Alliance Racing entries. Will Edwards is going to be driving that number 28 car in this qualifying group, sharing the car with Al Morey, who qualified the car in the first session. I think Al was eighth in the AM class in the first session, but Will Edwards yet to leave the pit lane. First times coming through, 203.6, the first flying lap there for Tyler Hoffman in car number 9. Shares that car with Wesley Slimp. They've had some success in this championship over the last couple of years. Person slips into second position, so no really fast laps yet in this second group. I've got to write down the lap time from that first session, which is irritating, but it was a new lap record, I think, for it was sub 201, I think, for Andy Lee. So that's the benchmark to watch during this final 15-minute session. 203.6 for Tyler Hoffman then. Best of the pro cars at the moment is Jarno Torino. He's taken over the number 88 TR3 racing entry from Ernie Francis Jr. It's certainly interesting that in the first group, in the first session, on the first flying lap, there were quite a few drivers, including the overall pace setter, Danny Formal, who set his very best time on the first flying lap. Of course, these tyres now have already got one heat cycle on them, so they wouldn't expect the pace to be quite as quick in this second group. No change of tyres between the two qualifying sessions, but they will start on fresh tyres for each of tomorrow's races. First driver into the 202s during this session was Jake Walker, number 77 for 47 Motorsports, at 202.840. Just been bettered slightly by Ryan Norman in car number 1. That's the car that he'll be sharing this year with the pole sitter from race 1, Danny Formal. 2 minutes 2.811 for Ryan Norman. Loris Cabarrú in car number 30 for Anser Motorsports shares the car with a fellow 19-year-old Bryson Morris, who qualified well in the first session. Loris Cabarrú from France is driving also in the Lamborghini Super Trofeo Europe this season. Good amount of experience with these cars in Europe over the last couple of years, but this is his first race in North America. Currently third fastest ahead of Jarno Torino, so it's four pro cars at the front of the order at the moment. Car number 1 is Ryan Norman, 202.811. Second position, car number 77 for 47 Motorsports, is Jake Walker, 202.840. And in the 203 is 203.1 for Loris Cabarrú in car number 30 for Anser Motorsports. Fourth position, Jarno Torino for TR3 Racing, car number 88, 203.3. 203.4 for the best place of the Pro-Am cars in this session. Car number 46 for Precision Performance Motorsports, JCD Dubetz, John Capestro Dubetz from San Diego, California, just ahead of Nick Persing in car number 8 in the Pro-Am class. For Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti, third place in Pro-Am right now is Patrick Liddy for Forte Racing, powered by US Racetronics, in car number 72. jump up the order into second position for the young Brazilian Kiko Porto, another debutant this weekend, a 202.834 for that number four car for Ansa Motorsports, just 0.023 behind Ryan Norman and 0.029 ahead of Jake Walker. So the top three cars separated by just 29 thousandths of a second. Having completed their second flying laps during this 15-minute session already, down to just 6 minutes to go. Boy, time goes fast during this 15-minute session, particularly on a track like this where, you know, it's a good 6 minutes before you've done your outlap and your first flying lap and getting these cars up to speed. In the AM category, it's car number 98, Sam Shee. Wow, 10th fastest in this session for Flying Lizard Motorsports. Getting ready for his first ever motor race, which will be later on this afternoon. Second fastest in AM, 11th position is Rob Walker in car number 45. And he has done some of these races in the past for Precision Performance Motorsports. He's just brought that car into the pit lane. His best lap, a 204.602 for Rob Walker, about 0.3 of a second behind Sam Shee, and he's already brought that car into the pit, so I fancy his session is likely done. Third fastest in the class is Ken Dobson, who was up at the sharp end in the AM in the first session as well. He's 12th fastest, a bit farther down the order. The best of the LB Cup cars this time around is Ophir Levy, 21st overall in car number 13 for Forte Racing, powered by US Racetronics. So 2 minutes 6.4 for Ophir. And Naveen Rao, who was quickest in LB Cup for the first race, second in this second go-round in qualifying, in the 24th position for Naveen Rao, 2 minutes 6.9. About half a second behind Ophir Levy, who's been driving this series now for a couple of years. No changes at the top. It's still Ryan Norman, which has completed one more lap. It was a 207.6, so significantly slower than the lap he turned last time around. It stands as the fastest at a 202.811. So the first two cars in AM now onto pit lane. Rob Walker came in last time around. Sam Shee has just brought number 98 car onto pit lane as well. 10th fastest. That is seriously impressive. Yesterday in the first practice session, Sam Shee was 17th. Second session, he was 16th. In overall qualifying for the first group just a few minutes ago, 15th. And now top 10 for somebody about to take part in his very first race. 25 years of age is Sam Shee from China. He's clearly put a lot of effort and thought into this first round as well. He's been looking at data. He's been a lot of video footage to look at as well, to review coming into this race weekend, and using all the experience that there is at Flying Lizard Motorsports to get the best out of himself. But 10th fastest has to be beyond his wildest dreams. Here goes number 14 car of Slade Stewart, that pink unicorn entry. He's in the 14th position at the moment, but still 6th in Pro-Am. That's the car that started by that was qualified by his co-driver Andy Lee, fastest overall, who will start the race this evening from the pole position. Ryan Norman brings the fastest car in this session onto the pit lane, so no improvement in either of his next two laps. But the number one car, the defending series champion car for Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti, will start on the pole position. Certainly for race, it looks like for race two, it will start second overall for race one later this afternoon. Jake Walker, no improvement either for him in third position. Kiko Porto remains in second for Ansa Motorsports in car number four. Changes farther down the order, but nothing really significant. Ophir Levy did improve his time last time around, so get into the fives for Ophir Levy, 205.815. Best of the LB Cup contenders, 19th position overall on the grid. So Pro cars 1, 2, 3, 4, numbers 1, 4, 77, and 88. Then the best of the Pro Am cars, GC DeBetz, John Capestro DeBetz in car number 46 for Precision Performance Motorsports. Then the other pro car, Loris Cabarrou, in car number 30 for Ansa at a 203.1. Almost identical time turned by Patrick Liddy, the second fastest in the Pro Am contenders, in car number 72 for Forte Racing, powered by US Racetronics. Third fastest in Pro-Am. Just left the pits, actually. So it was an outlap for Nick Persing. And then in fourth position, Tyler Hoffman for Precision Performance Motorsports in car number nine. Round to the top nine. And the tenth fastest overall is Sam Shee. The best place of the AM contenders. Next four cars are all AMs. 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th. So Sam Shee in car number 98. Kevin Madsen has jumped up into second position in car number 24. That's the another very distinctive car in this field. The red, white and blue stars and stripes for again another Ansa Motorsports entry. Show number 24 car with Ron Atapatu. Third position then is Rob Walker, who is one of the he only completed four laps in this session, fewer than anybody else. Is in third then in car number 45. Fourth in AM, Ken Dobson in car number 27. Inside the final minute of this session, we've got about 10 cars have already called it a day and come onto the pit lane, but a change at the front. Kiko Porto goes fastest, a 202.663. It's not his sports car debut, because he did a Brazilian stock car race last year at Goiânia on a sort of modified oval track with flat corners, and he won that race, which is pretty impressive for the 20-year-old from Recife, Brazil. He's been making a name for himself in the open wheel ranks here in North America for the last 3 or 4 years. He was second in the Formula 4 Championship. Then he won in 2021 the USF 2000 Championship. Kiko Porto moved up into the next step on that road towards the NTT IndyCar Series. Checkered flag waves on this session. And it's going to be Kiko Porto who starts at the front. Then for Ansa Motorsports, what a tremendous debut for the Brazilian in this Lamborghini Super Trofeo. In car number 4, local team. Based down in Fort Lauderdale area, Ansa Motorsports. And that's their first pole position since Nelson Piquet had one a couple of years ago. So a tremendous run by Kiko Porto, particularly right at the end of the session on used tyres. That's something that team will be very, very proud of. And he will be the number 4 car who will be sharing with Nico Jamani. Jamani's time was a little bit quicker, but it wasn't like he starts third or fourth on the grid for the first race. We're on the final few cars still completing their laps. I don't think there's any significant changes up at the sharp end of the field. So it's the top four cars then are all pros. Kiko Porto he's just brought the car now into the pit lane, having made that improvement. 202 then, 202.663 for Kiko Porto. That'll be good for the pole position for race two tomorrow. Second position then, the defending series champion car for both the races then. The car number one will be starting second on the grid. This time it's Ryan Norman who takes that position in this session. Jake Walker, an excellent run to third place for 47 Motorsports in car number 77. And Gianno Torino for TR3 Racing will have to settle for the outside of the front row for tomorrow's race in fourth place. Then the best of the Pro-Am cars, John Capestro de Betts, for Precision Performance Motorsports. He's turned a 202.921. Then the final pro car, fifth and final pro car for Loris Cabarrú. And then three more Pro-Am contenders: Patrick Liddy in car number 72, Nick Persing in car number 8, and Tyler Hoffman in car number 9. Then the top Am contender, Sam Shee, getting ready for his very first motor race tomorrow in car number 98 for Flying Lizard Motorsports. Second position in AM, Kevin Madsen, car number 24, then Rob Walker in car number 45. In LB Cup, 19th position overall for Ophir Levy in car number 13 for Forte Racing, powered by US Racetronics. Second position in LB Cup is Naveen Rao in car number 32. And third position in LB Cup is Mark Brummond in car number 02 for the Autotechnic Racing team. So that'll set up the grid for tomorrow's race. The earliest session set the grid for this afternoon's race, which will take the green flag at 5:55 p.m. Next on the track will be the first race of the weekend for the Whelan Engineering Mazda MX-5 Cup Championship. Don't want to miss that. Before that, there's a slight lunch break, so we can take a bit of a breather. We'll be back with you very shortly.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.